Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Headline: release of illegal aliens into the U.S. cut 85% since Trump-Mexico deal. I thought this was going to be the end of the world. I thought the end of the world was coming. This was just because, remember, Mitch McConnell attempted to save Mexico from this. Threatened to take away Trump's tariff authority. It would be terrible if we could stop the illegals. I mean, it would be terrible if, God, I love these people. I swear these people in Congress, they do nothing but undermine us all day long. That's all they do. They got nothing else to do. They just undermine us endlessly. Goes on forever. So once again, Trump, something that all the hysterics said wouldn't work. Oh my God, tariffs in Mexico are going to be the end of the world. I don't know, maybe they'll actually interdict the border crossers. No. Once again, score one for Trump. Here we go. Score one for Trump. Meanwhile, you see this? S&P 500 surges above 3,000. Stocks hit record highs after the Fed reaffirms a rate cut is coming. Let me tell you what this, let me translate this. The Fed chairman, who's a globalist loon, was trying to kneecap Trump for a long time. Trump turned the onus on him. The media said that was a terrible thing, that he should remain independent to kneecap the economy and take out the president as he sees fit. Trump said that they had done too many rate hikes, which they did. I mean, at one point, it just got stupid. The main point of the Fed, there shouldn't even be a Fed. It should be purely market-driven. But if there is, the main reason that the whole thing was created was to halt inflation. Make sure inflation doesn't go runaway, right? Well, inflation was just fine, and the Fed chairman kept announcing rate hikes. And he said, well, too many people have jobs. What? Yeah, it's too much employment. It's costing my friends. I mean, it's costing people I know more money to hire them. Got to depress the wages. Oh, okay, cool. Let's whack the economy out. So this is the Fed walking back what I screamed and yelled and said here was unnecessary rate hikes. They're reversing them. That's what they're doing. This is why the S&P 500 has surged above 3,000. Oh, by the way, did you see the article in the Wall Street Journal today? Golly, they ought to hire me. No, they ought to hire me. They'd be a couple months ahead of where they are. Did you see the article in the Wall Street Journal today? I was talking about Vietnam and how Trump must just love Vietnam. Now, why? What's going on? Well, Vietnam is going gangbusters because of the Trump-China tariffs. What's happening? Well, exactly what I told you. Remember the hysteria? The endless, endless hysteria about we can't do Chinese tariffs because, see, then everything is going to cost 25% more. And I said, well, the tariffs are only on China. So other companies in other countries will jump right into the supply line, which is what Trump wants. He wants to shut China out completely, as he should. They cheat. They weaponize their products against us with subsidies from the government that honest manufacturers that are purely capitalistic can't compete with. They target entire industries for destruction, subsidize the products until the competition goes out of business, and then they dominate, creating a monopoly and thus jacking prices over time. That's not capitalism. And it's also not something, for the most part, that you see Japan and Vietnam and Indonesia and the Philippines doing. They are more honest trade partners. Not perfect. The Chinese have managed to ship some goods via Vietnam illegally. But I told you that was the point of the tariffs. Nobody is going to pay 25% more. They might in the first few weeks. They might in the first few months as the supply line shifts. But what would happen was all the companies would do what capitalists do. They start buying products elsewhere. What does the Wall Street Journal say is going on today? What was that? Oh, Vietnam is taking over the Chinese supply lines with, like, you know, real products made for real prices by real people instead of the communist subsidized Chinese goods. Why did I tell you not to panic over this? Some of you had hysterical on the text line. Well, you might be rich, Jerry. You could afford to pay 25% more, but I can't. Who's going to hold the gun to your head to make you pay 25% more? Who does that? Nobody. Well, the only way you're going to pay 25% more is if Trump tariffs everybody. And I told you to pull out a map. Do not panic. Pull out a map. Look at the map. Are there other countries on the map besides China? Look, there are. Are there other Asian countries on the map? Well, look, there are. Are there other Asian countries with third world economies and low price labor on the map? My gosh, there are. Well, we'll buy from them. Nobody's going to pay 25%. And we're not. And we didn't. This is going to drive inflation out of control. We're not going to have access to the Chinese goods. Who says China has to make our goods? Did inflation go up? No, it's completely under control. I mean, and I know, look, I know it's overwhelming when you go and hop stations from CNN Business to CNBC to Fox Business, and it's nothing but hysteria wall to wall. And I told you not to freak. I told you everything was going to be fine. Trump's not going to whack this economy out. That the Chinese, the longer that they resist this trade deal, the more their supply lines, which is where their factories sell stuff to our factories, would become corrupted with Indonesian and Philippine and Japanese and Vietnamese products. And lo and behold, what does the Wall Street Journal report today? Well, now our trade deficit with Vietnam is bigger. And it's less with China. See, he didn't reduce the trade deficit. That wasn't the point. That's not why Trump's doing it. He talks about the trade deficit. It's not why Trump's doing it. Even the Wall Street Journal still can't comprehend what is so simple. Perhaps they should have watched more Trump speeches on the campaign trail. Why are we doing all this, folks? China is stealing our technology, violating our international treaties, and then selling our stuff back to us. They can't do capitalism because they suck at it. And so the Chinese Communist Party is subsidizing certain goods to weaponize them and destroy the industries. We shouldn't be buying anything from them when we don't have to. Now that China can't undercut Vietnam anymore, the Philippines, other places like that, because of the tariffs, guess what? Honest capitalists in other countries are getting their goods into the supply line. I think, honestly, if I were Donald J. Trump, if the Chinese never came to the bargaining table again, I'd be fine with that. That's good news. We don't need them. We never did. The media lied to you about that. And the reason they did is because all of these big globalist countries depended on the subsidization of the Chinese communists of goods that used to be made in America. And so what the Chinese were doing wasn't just unfair to American businesses and factories that shut down. It was grossly unfair to capitalistic competition from Vietnam and Philippines and all these places I've just named. Trump is a capitalist. He's a true free market guy. He always was. True free market. And these guys would go on and say, oh, I'm a free trader. Well, you know, Maria, I'm a free trader. And we got to buy from China. Why? That's not free trade. No, free trade is what we have now. And I'm glad the Wall Street Journal has finally caught up to my point of view. I welcome them to the show. The same people who said hysterically all these good prices were going to go up in America, but didn't tell you we had all these other countries we could buy from, are now like, oh, look here. Do you realize we have so maxed out the manufacturing capacity in Vietnam, they literally don't have any more factories there to take orders. Orders for goods that used to come from China, some of them stolen from us in violation of trade law and copyright and patent law that other companies honor, but China does not. Good. You know what this is called? Let me tell you what it's called. Winning. By the way, do you know why Trump tariffed China to begin with? Because in addition to all their cheating, they won't let us into their markets when we let them into ours. That's the big win there. And by the way, China is now back at the bargaining table and has agreed to take up negotiations exactly where they left off. That's right. 6 weeks ago, they said, oh, we reject everything we've negotiated. They've come back, hat in hand, with apologies, and they're starting where they left off. You know what that's called, folks? Huge with a Y. You know what else that's called? Winning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.